How about the drawing of the hand and the bones?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you already pointed out so well, is that my drawings contain a lot of hands, bones, and eyes, to be fair, because those were the parts that were mostly affected. The left side of my body was paralyzed, and the right eye didn't function. So there was, I think subconsciously, that's always something that will come back. And it's always a big role in my drawings.
Do you ever feel emotional when you, because you said it's a very subconscious experience, but do you ever feel emotional when you are drawing, for example, the hands and the eyes and things and
No, because it's not something that triggers a lot of emotion. It's a part that happened to be that way, and it obviously caused a lot of issues later on. But it's also, I think, that the hands and the eyes and the feet recovered. Well, 90%, not fully, but it's I'd say the invisible part, if that comes up in my drawings, that hits way more than the physical part.
yeah. What are some drawings where you say would really express this whole struggle of the invisible part?
I think it's the stacked masks and imbalance, but also the headspace breaking walls.
Could you explain a little bit about each of them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the stacked masks actually show different facial features, actually, that can be presented as a feeling, but also as a thought. The faces in this, stack of masks seem to be very angry and hurt, and it wasn't a straight line either, it was an imbalance. So it's actually it shows the unbalanced of anger, frustration, and sadness, which I mean shows pretty deep that even when you're acting very balanced, but the invisible part is unbalanced, that it makes you feel like not 100% human being.